Episode 788.
Feeling Hello. Great.
Feeling, are it. You? Don't lie to the
I'm
people.
Feeling mediocre. I know.
Sarah, that's really saying something because for years now I've been like, how you doing, Sarah? And you're like, I'm not doing well.
No,
I'm like,
things are shitty. Things are shitty.
Things are shitty.
Because I'm stuck inside. I like, thank God I have a lot of plants around me or else I would go crazy.
Yeah, but you can't pow it up. You can't.
I can't at all. And then
trees.
Eli's off like, I'm like mad at him when he wakes up in the morning and like packs his little snacks for skiing. And I'm like, I feel like it's like, I don't know. It's I should be happy for him.
Should you?
Yeah, go have fun. It's the best. But I'm so jealous. Bought the ticket. Can't even ride.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean,
but you know
that's
what?
No good.
Things that, as the, like, I hate to. When I work with clients and they always do like, oh well, things could be worse. I'm always like, no, but your experience is your experience, and da da da. So I'm trying not to be like, oh, things are things could be worse, because you know when I say that, maybe I should stop saying that. But
wait a minute.
No, I feel like I should just validate myself and be like, yeah, it's okay that things are shitty right now, and you can't go play outside. Of course.
Well,
you'd
but be sad. Well, how about they can be both true?
Yeah, both could be true. Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Let's do that. Because, like, yeah. My sister and I have this agreement that it used to be like if we'd call in one event about like a bad day, we'd always have to preface it like, I'm thankful for all. You like have to say the things that you already know. I already know.
Yes.
And now we have an agreement that, like, that's all implied.
Yes, I'd make that same agreement with my clients too. I go, I know, because I know, I could tell, I know the kind of person that you are, because, you know.
We get it. You're grateful. Now?
Yeah.
Shit talk.
I'm grateful. Now I'm like, this shit is awful. And it sucks. And
why
thank God
me?
Susie bought me a Costco-sized jar of peanut M&Ms, and it's all I have to get me through. And you know what? It's getting me through, and it's fantastic.
How much is left? How many?
A lot. I opened it up for Super Bowl, and I feel like it's something that it's kind of like, so, you know, people say it's like not a good sign. Maybe if you're drinking alone, it's not a good sign if I'm eating M&Ms alone. So I only bring them out in like a share situation when people are coming over and here's a little snack. And so then it makes me feel like I'm not just like,
Cause those babies pack a punch. Like they just seem like a small little snack, but they're like 1,000 calories.
Susie.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying.
Susie's
like, it's
like, here's this cake. Here's this Costco size. I'm like, I'll eat it all. Rom, 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 rom. They're my little treats.
Yeah, and they're delicious.
Yeah.
I regret nothing.
I regret nothing either. Mm-hmm.
That's what I would want. It. So mine would be like, if I ever am in this situation, it would be like salty snacks, like Cole Ranch Doritos, like the most garbagey.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to have that. And then I got to a point where I was like, oh my God, I need a green smoothie so bad in my
get
life.
Get your AG1 on the go.
Yes. And thank God I had a few. I have a few different like food delivery programs I used that really saved the day. So,
yeah, your body does start crying out for vitamins, doesn't it? It's so funny.
That's why we'd never have to worry about like, you know, it's like not like a slippery slope that you lose yourself into, because like you'll be like, no, I'm... Ugh, I need a salad. My body
was
craving
I'm
orange
sorry.
Juice. Yeah.
You're having a tough time, and I'm glad you feel comfortable sharing that with all of us. Yeah, I love bitterness, personally.
Let the record show, I am not, and I think some people online maybe are confusing me with now an expert in this. Or an advocate in this. And I'm like, we got to let the stitches heal. We got to like let
How do you sense that?
Well, I'm getting a lot of emails of people asking like in similar positions or asking for advice on what they should do with hormone replacement therapy. I'm like, whoa, dude, I don't even know what for myself. I'm figuring this all out on my own. So let it be known that I am in no way, shape or form an expert on this. Just a recent, I don't know.
Yeah. Victim.
Yeah. Survivor.
I remember like a year or two ago where Oprah started talking about menopause and saying basically kind of the stuff you're saying, where it's like, there is no information. Nobody tells you all this stuff. And so she started trying to get more of that openness and like, let's compare notes. So maybe you could go over there and Google Oprah menopausal action.
Yeah.
She had like a whole panel. I think Drew Barrymore was there probably crying about something.
Yeah. Having hot flashes. Yep. All of them. So, I feel you, ladies.
Yeah. You're in good company. I mean, they seem fun.
Yeah. I do have this kind of fuck it all attitude.
That's what I'm here for.
When you're not able to provide in like the way of like procreating anymore, you're like, fuck everybody.
Got nothing for
me.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm done nurturing.
So that's fun for me.
I mean, it's fun for me too. I like watching that happen.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's either that or the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm that's triggering this. I don't know.
Yeah, that does encourage that too. Okay. Well, that's actually a good segue because I am wound up about dumbass Will Wheaton. He's some sort of, star.
Yeah.
Well, he is incensed that Larry David strangled Elmo in a bit on like Good Morning America or whatever that show was. Did you see this silliness?
Are you kidding me?
I am not, and I'm bad about it. Well, we need to have a conversation.
Oh my God. Does he think what is it? Is it okay? What are the details?
Okay, well, I mean, you know how these people, they go on and on, these ones that are like all worked up about nothing.
Yeah.
So he began with full disclosure. When I was growing up, my dad would grab me by the shoulders and shake me and scream in my face and choke me and all this stupid stuff. And then he said, like, I'm paraphrasing because I don't even want to repeat the dramatics of this post, but he's basically saying like, to see someone treating Elmo, the puppet,
right,
like that is appalling, unforgivable,
doesn't
despicable.
Grover treat Elmo like that? Like, I feel like I've seen even on Sesame Street them do that. Like,
I mean, I would be
appalling, despicable. What else?
And then he said that, like, at one point in the bit, Elmo was like, Mr. Larry, I used to like you. What? We need to talk. And then Larry's like laughing hysterically and being like, I'm sorry, Elmo. You know, it's just silliness.
Yeah.
And so then Will accused that apology of being insincere, Sarah.
Oh my God, to the puppet.
And he said, you just decided, you weren't even in this segment. You just decided to barge in and draw focus because why? You couldn't stand that a puppet brought people together in a meaningful way that you can't? It goes on and on.
What? Wait, where on earth did this happen where all these where Larry David and Elmo were chilling together?
That was on either Good Morning America or Today or one of the morning shows. And they were both guests that day. And
well,
Larry's
you picked
Curb.
That's like getting mad at Oscar the Grouch for being grumpy and grouchy. And if Oscar the Grouch did something rude, that's kind of his character.
That is such a good point, Sarah. Larry David is the personification of
Oscar the Grouch.
And
right.
They love him.
So, right.
But here's the thing. Well, you need a therapist not to post a missive about how a bit on adult television, it's not like it was
a
children's show.
That's the thing. It's on adult television.
And everyone's in on it. Everyone's laughing except you. If everyone's laughing at something and you're the only one that isn't, it might be just something you need to deal with personally instead of condemning someone publicly. Dumbass.
Yeah, this is like an extreme reaction to this. And I feel like he's using a lot of emotional words. If he does want to teach a message about not being violent or not reacting and not portraying that, even if it's with a puppet, then say that instead of, I don't know.
But it's like, okay, if you must,
Right.
You could have said it in a more less unhinged way.
Yeah.
But really, Will, you mustn't, because this is a you problem.
He has the reputation of being kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, stop, that's a character he plays on TV. Weirdo. This is his character. Or his character.
What the fuck show is he on?
He plays himself on a lot of things. Like, he played himself on, what's that Smarty Pants show that everybody loves?
Oh, like Young Sheldon or like Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory. There we go. Yes.
Yeah.
He plays himself
on
that. And
so that's his deal. He's just like, hey, I'm Will
Wheaton.
He's
like a jerk on there. And that there, it's like, he's like the main character's like arch nemesis, I think. I don't know. I haven't seen that show in a minute.
All right. Well, I feel like I should have done this earlier when we mentioned it, but we do have to talk about AG1.
Oh, so yeah. My go-to when I'm feeling like I need something to supplement my not-so-healthy diet that I have for a while.
Well, Sarah's, you know, it's still self-care, even if it's garbage food, because it's good for the soul.
Right.
But the body was crying out for some AG1.
That's true.
And thankfully, this is a wonderful and easy habit to get into, because you just scoop it right into your water and you are going to start your day off on the right foot. It supports the immune health, your gut, your brain with vitamins, probiotics, nutrients from whole foods. And it is just like lickety split. Your day gets better and your body will be like, thank you.
Yes.
And they have a deal for you. If there's one product we had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why we partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/braincandy. That's drinkag1.com/braincandy. Check it out.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So Will's an idiot. He needs to calm down. He needs to curb his lack of enthusiasm.
Yeah. What is he on was he on the show?
No, he just posted on like Twitter.
Oh, I hate that even more. I thought he was like there. And
talk about barging into something that's not involving you, Will.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Will's
By
got
the way,
words.
I have to tell you that, you know how you have this celebrity, like Broadway person that has the same name as you?
Oh, yes.
Sarah Rice, who's the, you know, esteemed American Broadway and theater star, I am sad to tell you, has passed away.
Oh,
she died
gosh.
In January, Sarah.
She was young. Was she?
She was 60, some in her 60s, mid 60s.
That is young.
It is young. Yeah, I'm not disputing that. RIP, yeah. So I'm like, Sarah Rice is really just going to have to hold up the fort here. I mean,
I know. I'm repping for all Sarahs over here. All Sarahs.
I really had hoped you would connect. That was always my like fantasy. It was like you guys would become like Sarah Rice friends.
Does that happen? Do you have many Susie Meister friends?
I have one. I have a relative who married my cousin, so she became Susie Meister.
Okay. Well, okay.
What was that? That doesn't count. How many fucking Susie Meisters am I supposed to know?
No, I don't know. That one feels very close to you. You don't have to like you have shared, you have common ground. You could talk about the last Thanksgiving. I don't know what I would. So, Sarah, how's the theater?
You could have been like, can you believe our moms didn't name us Jasmine? She'd be like, right?
Oh, that is so great. Yeah, I wonder if she ever thought about it. I wonder what her middle name is. What if it's Louise?
I would die!
Oh, God. Yeah, RIP. I wonder if people are going to think that I'm dead because of that.
Right, Sarah.
You know that you're sort of only that maybe just a teeny bit famous. Somebody mistakes you for the other dead person.
Yeah, it's actually sad nobody was concerned about you.
Yeah, I'm actually like, what the heck?
Well,
You saw me in the hospital, and then she dies?
Nothing clicked,
nothing?
Two and two?
Oh,
I'm actually surprised that you didn't want to become friends. Like, this is not something you're like, Susie, oh, yeah, missed opportunity.
Who do I reach? Like, I have trouble staying in touch with my own friends.
I know. It's hard for me to connect with this. Like, I'm always, like, baffled by it.
I forget. It's like, I don't know.
She's busy.
Gotta be an, yeah, ADHD thing.
Well, it can't happen anymore. So there's no point.
Hope's lost.
Yeah. And I'm upset about it. But anyway, let's move on. okay. Well, I got to tell you, I watched this interview on Johnny Carson. And it was so far my all-time favorite Johnny interview. And it was with the three men that were that manned the Apollo 13.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they had just gotten back safely. And so everyone was very excited and emotional or whatever. And people wanted to know, like, what happened? Cause you know, I'm sure you've seen the film, but you know,
remind me what happened on Apollo 13.
You of all people should know, Houston, we have a problem.
Well, I know, but there's Apollo 11. There's Apollo, like, we got a whole bunch, some of them successful. Some of them blew up. So,
no, yeah, I'm saying that, remember your famous line, Houston, we have a problem. That's from Apollo 13, because they had a problem.
If anybody is new to the show, once I had an almost emergency bathroom situation when I was out on a run with a new boyfriend, and I looked at him and said, Houston, we have a problem. And luckily I found a porta potty. Whew. So it was crisis averted.
Yeah. But. And Apollo 13 was like almost as bad as that because their engine blew up. I mean, that is the idiot's version of what happened. And so if you hear the recording of him saying that, he was totally calm. These men are superhuman.
I can't. They are.
Wow. But I learned so much from this interview, and then I started watching other things, and Adam was like, are you okay? And I was like, listen, since I don't go to church anymore, I have to find transcendence in other ways, and that's why I get obsessed with music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And these stories do that for me. I get so into it.
I totally agree. I say, yes, go all in. It gives you those warm fuzzies. You can feel it. It activates something in a different part of our nervous system that says this is
extraordinary.
Yes.
And it is transcendent for me. Probably not most people that would watch a Johnny Carson interview, but it was for me. And so, among the things I wanted to share was one fun thing about Apollo 13 is that you're hearing about how they managed to beat the odds and, salvage this doomed mission, and it's extraordinary. And all these people had to contribute and all this brain power, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just so funny to me that the whole reason that it happened was because some dumbass in a factory that built this ship dropped this tank one day, whoopsie, Butterfingers, and they checked it. And they were like, it's fine. And then it wasn't.
It's not fine.
And so then when they put the nitrous oxide in this thing, it became a bomb that they were shooting out into space, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so funny to me how the human brain can be so amazing, miraculous, innovative, and so fucking stupid.
Right.
And then you didn't want to check the thing, the tube. Anyway, so that's one thing.
That is always how it happens. I feel like there are other stories of it went it being just a screw that's not on the right one. This could also be I don't know.
So many little things could go wrong.
Andy Weir science fiction novel I read, but there are so many things that could go wrong. Yeah. Some of them might be from the Martian, but yeah.
Yeah. Or Interstellar or
Interstellar. Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah, and so it's tremendous what they accomplish, but one little thing can ruin the whole deal. What?
And how many times they have to build it and test it. And if there isn't like over a certain percentage of like what the failure rate has to be over a certain percentage, or it's like a no launch situation. And that percentage is so low. It's like, I don't even know, 2%, 1%. They take no risks. I like that. I'm for that. I'm proud.
Yeah. Safety first.
Safety first.
And then as a lover of old gossip, what I love about this story is it's 53 years old. And so we get to know what the fuck happened to these guys now. So like the captain, James Lovell, he is 96 years old and sharp as a tack.
Wow.
Just, I want to marry him deeply. Oh, I love him so much. He is an absolute doll.
Oh, well, I really like that.
Me too. And Frank, you know, Frank Hayes, he, wait, I think it's Fred. Whatever.
I hope it's Frank. Leave it.
Whatever it is. He's cute too, and thank God he's still alive. He's like 93, but
wow,
3 years after he survived somehow Apollo 13, he got into a freaking plane crash, burnt half of his body, and still lived again.
Stop it.
Yes.
He's just trying to wreck every type of aircraft.
Well, and this flies in the face of Sarah's theory that, like, if you get hit by lightning or something, that's it. You don't have any bad things that will happen again.
So many things that I've experienced in my own life.
Yeah, you're like, I no longer believe that.
I'm going to throw out that theory. That does not hold up. So, yeah, what the heck?
Then there was this third guy, and he is a total hottie. His name is Jim, and he was played by Kevin Bacon in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh my God, now I want to watch this movie.
I know. I'll watch that instead of Interstellar.
Yeah, that's kind of
But he is a total dreamboat, never married. And I'm thinking, okay, he's gay, right?
Yeah.
Nope. He was like a fucking stud. He was like banging everybody. He was, but unfortunately, he died of cancer at 51, right after he was elected to Congress. Down. Yeah, maybe he was like waiting for like.
Yeah. It's like George Clooney.
Yeah.
Clooney-ing it?
How do you make Clooney-ing it?
Clooning it. Yeah. I don't know how to add an ing to that last name. So.
I know, but that made me sad that we lost Jim, but he's a sweetheart too. It was so fun to watch, and I just love their story. Let me think if I'm missing anything.
Yeah, that would be an exciting memoir to read if one of them had like the real life first-hand account from inside.
And of course, you know how it is. You know how my criterion for whether someone is truly great is if they are humble. That's why I didn't like Simone Biles' goat unitard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because, you know, it's like, you're not allowed to say it. But that's just my personal bugaboo. Yeah. But that's what was remarkable about these guys. They thought their mission was a failure. And, so did NASA. NASA was like ashamed of them.
And we see them as like, oh my God, these heroes are survived something.
Yeah. It's like, perception changed, but just right when they got back, it felt like we didn't make it.
Well, they're not
the
doofus who dropped something.
Yeah. Blame it on that Butterfinger.
Yeah. You know, right? I feel like if there's a problem with the ship and the ship is about to sink and the captain like manages to get everybody off board or whatever safely, then the captain didn't fail. The captain succeeded. So the ship failed.
They know that now. And I think everyone's on the same page. But I guess when in the short term, people thought, oh, well, we didn't make it to the moon.
Yeah.
They probably needed a lot of therapy after they got back. And they probably could have used better help.
Yeah, because, I know I am.
Yeah. It's handy, right?
Yep.
We got to talk about stuff. Everybody's stressed.
You know, when I was in the hospital and I couldn't have a one-on-one session, I wasn't able to meet and wasn't in a place to meet. During this time, I've been able to text with my therapist and like just
check
talk
in.
To her. yeah, just check in, and it's been really great. And they have like a journaling section of the app, so you can like write in your little journal every day. And then that's been really, really, and like decide to share it or not share it with your therapist. Hmm. It's been super helpful.
That is really cool. I did not know about that feature.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. And that's part of the allure, is that if you don't really feel comfortable going into an office, or you just want to try this way, it's very convenient, and you can have all these options to do it in a way that works for you and your personality and your schedule. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/braincandy today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/braincandy. Everybody could use a little help.
Yeah.
The one last thing about Apollo 13 is that Captain James, you know, when they were on the ship and they were having to figure out how to get back, you know, all your focus is on surviving. And I'm sure in those moments you do all the like bargaining and like, if I just get back, you know, all that stuff that if you're in a crisis. But he said, like, basically, as soon as he was safe, then he was disappointed that he didn't get to go to the moon. And how I think that's another quirk of the human brain.
Of course you're disappointed that you didn't get to go there, because you're not going to get another chance, probably.
Yeah. And so it's like, you'd think they should be happy they survived, but we're all so human and just think, yeah, but I wanted to go to the moon.
How come they didn't get to go up again? Did they?
Hmm. Well, the trouble is that all the astronauts want to go.
Right.
And like, so like Johnny said, would you go back up after that? And all three of them wanted to. And then the captain said, my wife won't let me go again.
That makes sense.
Which is
fair. My God. fuck
right?
No.
Right.
Fuck no. Yeah.
But none of them went back up. It's possible though. Like you apply for each mission and you have to choose the crew or whatever.
Yeah. There's a great show that I watched called For All Mankind. It's called For All Mankind. It's on Apple TV, and it's an alternative history where Russia got to the moon first, and then we get there and there's actual water on the moon, and they're able to, it like goes on, and the storyline is so great. And women are on the first flight to the moon, because there's a reason why, like, Russia had a woman on board. So then they're like, well, we have to, you know, outdo them or something like that. So then they have women that, like, it's
funny,
really
what
cool.
An interesting concept.
Yeah. It's a great show. And there's,
I thought
another
you were
going to
say like, they sent a woman, because you remember how like they first sent a dog, like make sure the dog can survive.
God,
I swear they would do
that. Thank God they were better than that.
You guys go.
Yeah. No, they like put together all female flight crew and all this stuff. It's really great. And it's a cool, like, to see what would happen if things were different in that way.
You're actually going to be present for one of the most exciting, incidents of wonder that I hope to have this year, because you're going to be with me in April.
Yes.
When the total eclipse of the sun is going to happen.
Oh, I've never seen one.
Yeah. And we can drive to the path of totality, which is where the real shit goes down.
We're absolutely doing this.
I got our glasses and everything.
Oh my God.
I mean, isn't it great?
Science.
We're going to be driving like Thelma and Louise, but to the path of totality.
This is,
because it's lucky, but it's going up from Texas all the way up to Buffalo in like a V shape.
I've looked at the path and it does not cross over Colorado.
It sure doesn't.
Right. Wow. I think we're only like 30% covered. So, I cannot wait for this. This is very exciting.
Yeah,
this
it is
bucket
exciting.
List item.
Yeah, I feel that way too, because it don't happen every day. You get like your partials.
I'll make us shirts. This is going to be great. We have to take a fun pun. Yeah.
Get out the dry. What do they call it? A dry cut? What's that thing called?
Cricket cut. Cricket machine.
Cricket. Yeah, get out the cricket. We got shirts to make.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on.
I love it.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I love your shirt you're wearing today. I haven't seen that Brain Candy logo Brain Candy prints and a t-shirt.
This is Brain Candy merch designed by Sarah Louise Rice Jr.
Sarah Louise Rice Jr.
I know. I love this shirt. Okay. So another organization I'm mad at is the Guinness World Book of Records.
I'm always mad at them. I'm done. I'm done. We're done. It's like one of those things where it's like pay to play, and I'm not into them. No.
I love that I didn't even have to explain why, and you were like, yes.
I've always had secret beef with that. Like,
when do you think it went downhill?
After there was a TV show that was like Guinness World Record TV show where they featured like the woman with the really long nails.
I remember a lot of these things.
And then I feel like people started. It's like that.
They got loosey goosey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Too much. And then it became super official. And then we're doing things that are like a real stretch. What are we doing here?
So specific.
Right.
Where it'll be
the first
like
person
someone
to spin around in the circle while holding a tomato and, you know, sitting in a pool of pasta.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm hungry. I must be. I just described lunch.
I feel like it went downhill whenever there seemed to be a period of time where pogo sticks were involved in a lot of the stunts.
Yes. Yes.
I think pogo jumped the shark at that time.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
right,
here's what I'm mad about now specifically. So this guy decided he was going to build the world's largest. I don't know if it's like specifically the Eiffel Tower made out of matchsticks or just like the biggest matchstick tower. I'm not sure.
Got it.
Which one? But he was like, I'm going to build this Eiffel Tower model out of only matchsticks. And so he spent 8 years of his precious life.
Right.
Building this stupid thing, which.
Was it worth it?
I have issues with that part. He's enabling this organization to whatever. So then he initially started building it with regular old red tip matchsticks, but like he was going to have to peel off all of the red. And so he called the matchstick company and he was like, hey, can you send me ones without the actual
tip? Then it's little sticks. It's not matches.
Do you work for Guinness? So he's like, hey, Guinness, come over. I've just spent 8 years building this out of matchsticks. And they disqualified it because they said that it had to be a matchstick you can buy like on Amazon.
Yeah,
or
he's a dummy. Duh. I didn't even have to. I'm not from Guinness and I could have told him that. Saved him.
So you felt like if he manually peeled off the red, that was fine. But if he just ordered them without the head, that is some sort of violation of the matchstick thing. I think yours is more of a jargon issue. Like you wish that he would have said tiny sticks.
Yes, correct.
Whereas I think for them, it's something different. Like their issue is just like that they have to be commercially available.
Okay.
But they have since given him the record.
Wow,
they apologized. They're sorry, Sarah, at least.
It's like they don't want him on their bad side. He is their target, like, I don't know.
Yeah, this was going to be great for them.
Yes, the kind of people that are the kind of people who spend 8 years building something to go in Guinness are
the
kind of people.
How tall do you think it is?
Oh. Ooh. I'm going to go like, not that tall. 23 feet.
That is exactly right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I cannot believe it.
Dude.
That is annoyingly great.
I played the lottery the other day and I only got two numbers correct. And had I went with my instinct of 69, I would have gotten three numbers correct.
No way.
I don't know if you get anything for three numbers correct.
69 was actually one.
And I was like, fuck always trust your gut, Sarah.
How did you know it was 23 in your mind? Like, what made you choose that number?
I just said that just seems like the right height.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow. I mean, think about it, though. That's a really tall matchstick construction.
Yeah. It's like two stories, right?
You're not impressed.
I mean, a house made of tiny sticks? Nah, not really. I'll show you some way taller made of big sticks. What do you want? Like, this is...
You're like, have you heard of the real Eiffel Tower?
I mean, I get it. Like, this just feels like... I get it. He got fixated on this. He put a lot of time and energy into this, and he needed somebody to validate him doing this, and all of that time and energy being worth something, because he's like, just wait. He, I don't know. Was there a partner? Was there a loved one who he said, one day I'll get in the Guinness Book of World Records. You'll see. And then who's laughing? And I don't know. Was it worth it? I don't know.
This is shocking. Sarah's changed.
Now I'm not, but if it's like his hobby and you do that, but okay.
I get what you're saying, of course. I think he should do something else with his life, but it is a very beautiful model. But
okay.
What gets me is how it feels like the Guinness organization is arbitrary and they're to disqualify somebody on a technicality is so weird to me. What are we doing? This is stupid. The whole thing's stupid. So if you're going to be stupid, let this stupid thing in. Easy?
Yeah, it is silly. Yeah, it's all ridiculous. But... it's a novelty. Nobody's like taking it that serious. It's not like an official licensed and recognized thing. It's just like, it's a book. Can we just recognize this is just a book? A fancy book.
Do you know how like Michelin tires is the same company that does the Michelin star ratings?
So silly to me too. Like that is, I know that that's real and I've seen it with my own eyes, the logo, everything, but I still am like, how did these guys become
experts in tires and fine dining? Okay. But is the Guinness like that where they do beer and world records?
This is a very good question. And I have no idea.
Me neither. Should we look it up or should we just live
absolutely.
Look it up while I talk about another thing that should be in the world record book. And that is Thrive Cosmetics. And they should be in there for best makeup because it is. And not only that, but they help the community. So try the following things and you will thank me. The new Sheer Strength Lip Plumping Peptide Gloss, 10 out of 10. Brilliant Eye Brightener, you know I love it. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, all-time greatest. And Sarah is mouth agape, so I better get through this ad because I cannot wait to hear about what she has to say. But they support the communities that we care about. And that is part of the reason I love them, but it's also because they have the best products. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/braincandy. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/braincandy for 20% off your first order. What's the verdict, Sarah?
The Guinness Book of World Records began as an idea conceived by British engineer industrialist Sir Hugh Beaver and managing director of the Guinness Brewery to solve trivia questions amongst bar patrons.
Oh my
God.
Yeah. I really didn't think it was going to be true.
I didn't either. That's why my mouth was agape.
Wow. You're like guessing the correct height and I'm just guessing the correct origin story.
We should play lottery. So the first edition called the Guinness Book of Records became a bestseller in England only 4 months' time. And yeah.
That is so funny. And it's all about bar trivia. See, calm down.
Come on.
You're essentially Cliff Clavin. You're a bar fly.
You 100% that's what that's
useless information. Like, give the guy a certificate.
I'm saying this as somebody who happily hosted pub trivia and frequents Pub Trivia.
Yeah, you know your place.
And loves a fact.
Fun or not.
So.
I do find comfort knowing that, like, you know how you guess the right height? I like that you were able to do that without any of your womanly parts. Like, what if it was like Samson, where they cut his hair and then he lost his strength?
Right. Maybe I've been given magical superpowers. I just had a thought.
What?
Maybe they need the Guinness Book of Records. If you're like looking at trivia and facts and stuff like that, in order to say, have the question, what are the five tallest built, or how tall is the tallest tower constructed out of matches?
Yeah.
You need it. And if you need somebody
authenticate.
Yeah.
I do appreciate in the name of their trivia commitment.
I'll allow it.
Oh my gosh, she turned a corner. Just wow. I mean, that is a good point, and I appreciate like good journalism that you can trust, and they're very committed to accuracy and authenticity. But
man, this is going to be hard. I was always so anti, and I didn't connect it to trivia.
Now it's changed.
I'm gonna have to have a think on that.
What was your old time like when you would look through the book? Like, what was your old time favorite one?
I mean, I always liked the nails because it equally grossed me out and intrigued me. Like the dedication and commitment, and just imagining the lifestyle of like with the real swirly ones, the long ones, or like the toenails.
Oh,
it's a whole thing, you know.
Yeah, they get all
or, like
thick
the hair
weird.
Or like longest mustache. I always liked stuff like that.
The body ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did like the ones where it was like oldest mother, like give birth, you know, those ones.
Yeah.
Too.
Yep. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. But the once you flip the chapter into like feats of strength or whatever.
Right.
That's where you lose me.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to another thing we don't care about. let's see.
Well, I care about discussing how I don't care about them.
Yeah, right. I mean,
that is so valuable to me.
Yeah. This is half of my life is spent doing that. Just like complaining about dumb stuff. Okay. My sister Gretchen told me to watch this. I guess you could call it a documentary, but it's not exactly. But it's about infomercials, and it's called The Infomercials That Sold Us.
Oh, I'm already hooked, fascinated.
You would be
it.
Into it? I thought so.
I could remember my little brother used to watch these, and he's a very literal person. And he would run into my mom's room in the middle of the night and wake my mom up and be like, Mom,
we have to get this.
We have to, yes, you don't understand. It will only be three easy payments. Like, it was like that. And he was like four.
He thought that she would be like,
yes, like he solved
he
all
was doing
because
her
the
favor.
Infomercials make it. Really seem like they are solving all of your problems.
Mm-hmm.
And to a little kid brain, it's like the problem solved.
They've done it.
There we go. We just need the easy of whatever. I don't know. Whatever.
Do you have a favorite one?
Well, I will remember there's only one I've ever bought. And that was an omelet, it was a thing that cooked eggs and an omelet kind of folded over
device. It was a pan, right? And it folded.
Yes, but it was like on this. You'd use it on your countertop. Like you didn't have to put it on the stove.
Oh,
it was like a, and you could mix up a bunch of stuff. And
a small appliance.
Yeah, it was a small appliance, and I remember I got it when I lived with my ex-girlfriend, and then we broke up. And then it arrived the day we broke up, or day after week we broke up. And in it was a recipe book called Cooking for One. And I remember being so sad and being like, fuck you, easy omelet maker, whatever it was. And I was like, I mean, I will use all of these recipes because they look delicious and easy, but you're fucking rubbing it in.
Wait a minute. I mean, it also is insulting because they're assuming whoever buys it.
Right.
Yeah. So clearly this person does not have a partner.
It is like a single serving situation where like you're making.
Was it good? That is the question. Was the device?
I don't think I used it very many times. It's good if you like frittatas every day. Yeah, like, I'm gonna find it. Like I'm gonna see what it was. It was like an egg thing. Yeah.
Okay.
What about you? What's your favorite infomercial?
Oh, I've never bought any. I don't think that I can remember, but I was always tempted by the 50 hydrator.
Oh yeah. There are like ones that tempt me. I mean, I love a lot of them, but I didn't buy them. The one that I also loved, Nads.
What? Oh, the shaving thing?
Yeah. And it was like the waxing thing. And there were women who were Australian and she'd go Nads. And like, I don't know how to do an Australian accent at all, but.
Did you ever use it?
No, I never bought it. And she said it was safe enough to eat. And because
I remember that.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, I just imagined them just like Winnie the Pooh with honey, just like guzzling.
Wow. I bet you that thing is good.
I did too, because it's sugar. It's like Brazilian sugaring, which is a real thing. But guess what? You can make that at home with sugar and water and something like honey.
You can?
Yeah.
You think? It's the same.
I know, because I tried to buy it and everything that came up first were home recipes for it. Because it's two ingredients.
They were like, don't waste your money.
Right. You like can't buy it like that.
Wow. Yeah. Any of the kitchen devices I really think are cool.
Yeah.
And then, well, the infomercials that sold us that they would tell the backstory. Like, how did this host get into it? Like, you know, that guy that would do, he would wear like a hat and he would do that, like, thing that the exercise machine. It's like,
yes. Yes. The,
they were like, yeah.
What was that called?
What's it called?
I could definitely.
Glide? Something?
Yeah. Something like that.
Know.
Yes.
They would talk about like how they got into it and like what it was like being famous, but for these late night things where, how strange.
How much money do you think they're making? Is it a good, you're making money or what? Are they making money
the
off
hosts?
Of items sold or what?
Yeah. I think usually the host is like one of the inventors or like owns the product or whatever. Or yeah,
Billy
so
Mays
they making
for OxyClean.
Oh, Billy Mays.
It'll
yes,
get your whites whiter. It'll get your brights brighter.
You would be a great infomercial host.
100% I would. It is not even I would fucking crush it.
Oh my God.
Do you remember when I did my clothing sale, my sale, online sale? I had a bunch of clothes.
I was just thinking, I wish she would do that.
I probably have more. I could do online
Sarah
auction.
Would do these like Instagram lives where she was like, it was like an auctioneer where you'd be like, I see Kelsey wants it for $20. I mean, me and Link would watch it. It was great.
I would be great at that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like your calling. And my calling is to tell you why, if you want to get your hair growing, you got to try Nutrafol.
Suze.
Ugh.
This is important. I have dealt with a lot of shedding.
Yeah.
Since.
Well, that's the thing. It's a hormone related often.
It really is. And I'm like, nope. This ain't worth it.
That's so sad.
So I am absolutely on the Nutrafol train because we got to be doing all we can. Hormone changes. There's so many things that can happen in life that could contribute to shedding and.
Yeah. Or thinning or just that feeling of helplessness too, where you're just like, it's just happening to you and you want to prevent or stop it or whatever. As you know, I've been through this and this is such a godsend and highly recommended by physicians. Start your hair growth journey today by taking Nutrafol's hair wellness quiz and get your personalized hair health plan today. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping at Nutrafol.com/quiz when you enter the promo code BRAINCANDY. Take the quiz and get started on reaching your hair wellness goals with Nutrafol today. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com/quiz. Promo code brain candy. That's Nutrafol.com/quiz. Promo code brain candy. It is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding.
Woo! Oh, can't wait for all of that.
Yeah, I know it. It's a terrible feeling. So
yeah,
I sympathize. I also was reminded through that documentary thing series about, do you remember Susan Powder, Stop the Insanity?
I bet if you told me, tell me more.
She's memorable because she had a like G.I. Jane haircut, like buzz bleached, like,
okay,
it was buzzed and then Susan she would bleach Power. It. So it was like white. And she was like, stop the insanity about like being overweight was the insanity.
Okay. Do you remember her? I don't. This feels like a little bit before me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. I remember the buzzed hair. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
She was so confident and like she just had so much charisma that, I mean, I wasn't even overweight, but I was just like into it, watching. Like, tell me more, Susan.
Yes.
She would talk about her journey.
I like all compelling. Those fitness ones get you really like the Tybo. I've definitely done that.
He was in there. Billy Blanks
for Tybo. Double time. That's just good. You do it real fast.
Do you think most of the time the services and products are legit and great, or do you think they're like scammy?
Ooh. Well, Tybo did not feel scammy. It felt like a great workout, fun thing. And it was really fun to do. Mm-hmm. My egg single omelet maker, whatever the heck that was.
It wasn't as good as you.
Not so great. And the pans, those don't seem good. The knives that cut fucking shoes and shit.
Yeah.
That, come on. We can't do that.
No, that's the last thing I need.
Right. Oh, God. Stay away from sharp objects.
I want dull knives only.
Yeah. Spoons only.
Yeah. And then they talked about like Proactive, the, you know, the acne treatment, the makeup ones. Who's the makeup
Bare Minerals
celebrity?
I used that.
Who is the celebrity with that? Is that Lisa Gibbons? Who was that?
Oh, there is a celebrity who does the airbrush one.
It's like it gets me every time.
And, yeah.
I'm like, Brooke Burke. I mean, she has an empire. I want one.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah. You have to have a lot of hot hobbies to do that. I don't have enough of those.
She has all the hot hobbies.
Only hot hobbies. Right.
Okay. I'm trying to decide whether I want to be like get hate mail or not.
Oh my gosh. Say it. Do it.
Maybe I'll save it. All right. I'll talk about something else. I'll have you guess since you're like, you're good at guessing today.
Okay. I'm thinking too much. Okay.
Let me word it properly. Okay. What I want you to name is a place that is considered the most, it doesn't have to be specific, like a type of place, the most socioeconomically diverse place in America. Where you can go and have a lot of people from a lot of incomes.
Represented.
Oh no, that's rich people only.
Oh, because they're, you know what I mean? They're buying a plane ticket, flying on a plane.
Yeah, okay. That implies
okay, so
a certain
to include
level.
More. Okay, okay.
Yeah, think broader.
Ooh.
And I'm excited about it.
I mean, then I love my instinct is like these. Library.
Oh, yeah. Probably not rich people there though.
Ah.
I'm just guessing why that wasn't.
Right.
Well, the answer is...
Is the park?
No.
Oh, okay. I got nothing then.
That's all right.
My run out.
Yeah, that's okay. You nailed it earlier. Is chain restaurants, and they specifically said Olive Garden and Chili's.
I did see this article that says the Olive Garden is where all classes get together. I did not click the link, but I saw that headline. Tell me more. That was so funny.
It was in Business Insider. And Chili's was named as well.
Everybody wants their baby back ribs.
I think, it makes sense because it is so tasty and consistent. Like, if you go to Olive Garden, you know exactly what it's going to taste like.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not going to taste bad, you know?
Yeah. And I think there are unlimited things at both of those that like get families.
There's something for everyone.
There's something for everyone there. Yeah.
Yeah. But in general, it's like chains. So Applebee's, I don't even know if there Red are Robin. TJ Fries. Red Robin.
I just ordered Red Robin.
How was it?
It was so good. I love, because they have steak fries, and that's what I love. Oh. I love steak fries. I love a steak fry.
And they're seasoning?
But you can't get
on those fries?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I went on a first date once, and the guy I went on a date with stole the seasoning from Red Robin. Also, we went to Red Robin on a first date. I was younger, but.
What size of a device did he steal? Like this kind?
The seasoning salt.
I'm so upset. I just can't believe that someone would do that.
I couldn't either. I was like, this is a bad
sign. Did he think it was funny, or he was just like, I really want this?
Maybe he's like showing off. I was like 16. This age of
hooligans. 17.
Yeah. This is what Sarah they think
ran
is
with
cool
the wrong crowd.
On a first date. Could you imagine?
Wonder what he's up to.
I do too. Never know.
I love asking you that because I know.
I never know. Never, ever. That's a fun fact.
I was just thinking about how my high school boyfriend, Ryan J. Miller, if you're listening.
Oh, shout out to Ryan.
I still think you're wonderful. He's a doll. He lives like one road over.
What?
And I only know that because I look up all these people and want to know what they're doing and like can't rest until I know. And I'm just like, why haven't I seen him at Target or something?
Yeah. Why haven't you?
That's what I want to know, Ryan.
Ryan.
And my best friend Emily, she dated a guy named Ryan D. Miller. So it was Ryan D. Miller and Ryan J. Miller.
Oh, that's funny. I love when there's adorable. That's like a old-timey high school thing that like, I don't know why, or maybe every high school has that, but.
Right. There's always like some kid, they have the same name as each other. Yeah. You got to learn their middle name or whatever. Anywho. I have no idea why I brought that up, but I would love to go to Chili's with Ryan and his wife, and that'd be great.
Chili's. What's Chili's slogan? Applebee's, Olive Garden, when you hear your family. Chili's.
What is it? I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
Remember when I reached out to the CEO of Chili's and...
Nope.
Because I wanted an interview. I still do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And he and his assistant wrote me back. We scheduled it and then it got canceled and then they ghosted me. I don't know what happened. And I kept trying to think of like, how do I convince them? This isn't a hit piece.
Oh, my
this
God.
Is just love.
This needs to, that's worthy of free Chili's for life. Hello.
I mean, they don't I even said I was working as a hostess when I was cast on Road Rules. The cameras came and filmed me seating the people. And I thought, okay, you know, they'll see that this is an important institution in my life.
And then
nothing.
No, sorry.
That's right.
You're not the Chili's type. You're not what they're looking for.
What if?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't given up hope. I never do, but that one cut deep.
You definitely have assistant manager material. Or potential. Manager, working your way up. Manage that Chili's in no time. I can't put you a manager right away. I mean, you don't have experience. I don't know.
When I had Kelly on, you know, we met at Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon. And I said to her, Kel, if I said to you, like, hey, I'm going to go work at Lone Star for like one night a week, just for fun. Would you do it? And she was like, no. I was like, it'd be so fun. What are you crazy? I think that
would be fun.
I love it.
Yeah. And sometimes like having a job that's like, it's just, you know what to do. It's routine, predictable. Like
when I was a server, there was always like some moms that worked like one or two shifts. And they always seemed so happy because now I know they were happy to like be out of the house.
Yeah.
Just with adults. Chili's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, Kelly, or anyone, come do it with me. It's fun.
Okay.
Anyway, let's wind it down. Thanks for going through that emotional roller coaster.
We learned so much today.
Yeah, like from Elmo's assault.
Right.
To
Guinness records being associated with Guinness beer.
They should advertise that.
We didn't even mean to tell you guys that fact.
No.
That was a surprise extra for chicken nugget at the bottom of the bag fact.
Yeah, we hypothesized and we were right.
Wow.
Pretty great.
I love how she said we. It was all her. Good job.
We're a team.
Yeah.
And Apollo 13, 53 years later, I'm saying still heroes, those guys.
Wow. Still going strong. I love them. 93 and 96. It's amazing. Good for them.
It's so good. I mean.
And RIP Jim.
And RIP Jim, the true hunk of the matter. And yeah. We could have had something special. Yeah. But
imagine the big energy you would have after you've been to space. I mean.
And he was dreamy to begin with, you know.
Please.
And he seemed really nice.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because he got the cancer. Then he won an election. He was going into Congress. And then he died before he was.
Oh.
He took the oath. Yeah. So it's a sad story.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a lot of fun today, and I hope you all did too. And if you did, check out our website and use our candy codes, because that helps our show so much.
Yeah, man.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.